Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to another edition of DTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is July the 9th, 2020, as we're continuing our growth series for the month of July and celebrating our independence for this month as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a person that's helping out in the marketplace as we continue to grow our network, grow our businesses across the country and around the world. I am super excited for what everybody is doing currently right now during this time that we're in this pandemic. But not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm super excited about all the things that we're getting ready to do as we close out this year, 2020. And now that we have only, 5 months left in this year, we want to make sure that we're reaching our goals that we've set day by day. So we're going to have a great show today. I'm super excited. As we have been doing DTE Professional Network Radio now, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 8 years, I've been doing this show. I am super excited of the growth of the number of people who tune in to this show each and every week. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited in reference to giving you guys just some nuggets, some tools and tips, things that I've learned through the years helping my other clients as we do web design and marketing, and as well as making sure that we keep them informed on what's relevant today. And so we want to utilize the WIN formula, ladies and gentlemen, what's important now. And so with that, it's going to give us an opportunity to continue to grow, which is the most important thing to do right now, and continue to stay focused on our goals, our game plan that we put together for our businesses each and every week as we continue our movement. So with that, we're going to talk about basically growing your business with technology and talent. And this is going to be one of my topics that I really like to dive into, because a lot of businesses want to know about technology, talent, how to get the right talent to help you grow your business utilizing the technology that we have at our disposal today. So small business owners wear so many hats, so it's essential to use tools and resources to help you streamline and increase efficiency. And you'll need marketing platforms to productivity tools to help you grow and continue to make the necessary adjustments as you continue each and every week. So making growing your small business toolkit an ongoing process, you want to check out these tips and thoughts that I've put together that they lay out the platform for you, or the foundation for you, so that way you can kind of continue to build on that. And what I'm saying to people today, if you have an interactive website, and your website is basically where you can build your customer base, and you have CRM built into it, well, it does the it's like a database where it keeps track of everybody who signs in with their email marketing. You can do that. That's part of the technology that we have today. So in our sites and web design, and our sites that we build and put together today, is more interactive, more user-friendly than it is before. And not only that, it's basically utilized on different platforms where, say, for instance, if you go to our website at globaltouchenterprise.net, you can schedule an appointment with me, and a calendar will pop up, and you set whatever date and time you want to meet to do a consultation on your project that you have, that you want to do for your business, and then it'll send me an email message as well as a text message to my phone. So technology, this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to grow your presence, also utilizing social media. And so when you do these things, this will help you put together a great opportunity to mass market your business, mass market the product that you're providing or services that you're providing in the marketplace, and then also mass market your target market at one time. So that way you know exactly who you're reaching and who this is for. And so you want to never overlook the importance of SEO trends, but basically search engine optimizations and basically search engine submissions, which draws traffic through Google. You got Yahoo, you got Bing. On those social, on those search engine sites, basically you want to basically put your name in there. It's free to sign up, easy to do, and putting your company information in there, and then your AdWords and keywords. What your business is about. What is it? What do you do? What is it? Are you a cleaning company? Are you a restaurant? Are you basically a corporate office and you're providing a particular service? Are you a tech company? So whatever your service is, are you transportation? Whatever your service is, whatever industry you're in, you want to utilize your keywords and AdWords and search engine submissions by submitting that on a regular basis. So you can influence your customer decisions without doing any advertising or ads. You can do that. And basically, advertising has surely shifted now in how we conduct and do business in reference to what we're offering. And we're sharing. So as we are sharing opportunities, we're sharing our products and services through the network and in the marketplace, through the platforms that we're utilizing, the technology that we have in our disposal gives us, well, we don't have to spend thousands of dollars in advertising, like TV, radio, and so forth. So basically, you're cutting your costs down there just by doing your own advertising and putting together your own theme so that way you can basically grow your network on a consistent level. So consider voice search and digital assistants in your search strategy. So voice search and digital assistants are everywhere here in 2020. So if they're not accounted for you in your search strategy, you could really be missing out on traffic and visibility. So basically, the search engine land post for the beginner's guide to these two concepts, if you read that, you'll get a chance to see what I'm talking about, because I learned that with the voice search and digital assistants, these things will help you in your search strategy. So that way you can basically put together for your target market the demographics, the age groups, what area you're talking about, and how much miles are you covering that you want to cover in your business. But notice, when I say this, ladies and gentlemen, technology, we're not just local. With the technology today, we're going to be basically local, national, and international all at the same time. Well, notice you don't have to do like back in the day where you would be able to get you an 800 number, remember that? And you basically test the new markets in other cities and states across the country so you can see exactly how well that grows. Well, remember, that's outdone and way with now. You have social media. You have the search engines. You have a lot of opportunity, your website, now to basically be the marketing tool and engine to produce, to generate leads, to basically build your customer acquisition base. And you can do your data analytics or your AI. And so basically now with Google, you can partner with them. I love the fact that you can partner with Google. As a Google ambassador myself, I am super excited that I can basically utilize tools that I have that I don't have to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to have to operate. So you want to grow your business with these helpful resources. So no entrepreneur can grow a business without a little help. Even if you're a sole proprietor, you need to have tools and resources that are able to support your efforts in some way. Now, in the smallbiztechnology.com post, Ms. Megan Tucker lays out these three areas where you should invest in your business to spur future growth. We're talking about future growth. Learning to build your business 5, 10, 20 years out. So that way it's consistent, and this is what entrepreneurs and leaders do on a regular consistent basis. CEOs of companies or big corporations, they have to dwell at manufacturers. And I love the fact that I come from manufacturing, working from Zenith Electronics, Motorola, and Hewlett Packard back in the day. They always thought 20, 25 years out on the technology that they will have, so that way people can be prepared when it comes. So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to consistently think about as an entrepreneur and find the right software development for your business. I cannot stress this enough. As a business owner, if you're marketing or if you're a product company and you have products, whether you're in retail, health and wellness, or any of those things, you'll need software to basically grow your business. And software can be a major asset to your company, but if you're not having a custom program developed, you need to be very confident in the skills and visions of your team, whatever team you have. If you have a team of people working with your business that you've brought on board, then you're going to have that technology. Unlike in network marketing, there's technology there, but not like what we have today. It's much more advanced. Now it's a team effort, but it's a technology that we send people to view and watch and see how to build and grow. And guess what? They duplicate that same system that's in place. Again, system will save yourself time, energy, and money, will keep you afloat and keep you in front of the curve. So you'll never have to worry about all of these different things. If you want to get more creative with your business and you want to basically utilize technology and talent, basically, you don't want to miss out on blogging for your creative business. Content is one of the most important parts of your business because why? People understand what's happening with you on a regular basis. So much has been made about the death of blogging. However, there's still an argument to be made that it is still one of the most essential parts of our creative fields in reference to blogging. Blogging is still king to me today, even in 2020. Now, 10 years have passed since blogging, but it has transformed. Now, you can see if you look at the new websites and new designs and things that's coming up, you got to look blog posts. But it's also connected to social media. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, you have those links now in your blog. So now it's connected to social media. So, again, technology. And we are connecting the dots so we can reach more people at a faster pace. So let testimonials do all the talking for you. This is another tip. Let your testimonials do the talking for you. Now, you can tell potential customers about how great your business is all about by basically getting the people who have utilized your product and service, and they have shared the experience that you provided and the atmosphere that you created around your customers so that way they can have a great experience that they can share with other people. So you want to create a great atmosphere. You want to be basically customer obsessed to the point where they will constantly brag about what type of services you gave in the incentives. Remember the 5 P's of marketing? It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. But you notice the first word P is people. The promotion part, and you give them the incentives and helping them getting what you want to give them as far as thanking them for you've chosen your company over all the other competitors that they could have chose. They chose your company. Why? Because of how you treat them. Because, again, this is still relevant today. Yes, there's a lot of interactions and online interactions and Zoom and all these different things, but here's the thing that's still relevant today, how we treat each other, how we greet each other, how we share what we have to share with each other, and being real and being straight to the point. So let your testimonials do the talking for you. And remember, documentation does beat conversation. So you want to win big with social media ads, and everybody was talking about that. Ed, I need to learn to do that. I want to grow my business. Well, one of the most appealing things about social media marketing is that it's free to use, number one. But investing a bit of money into those platforms has the potential to increase your reach significantly. And I want to give you a point example. I use Facebook advertising on occasion for my clients when I'm building websites and they want to market their product or service. Now, if I can run an ad through Facebook for 1 week, it may cost me $20 or $30, but I get a chance to reach 15 to 2,000 people. In that reach of 15 to 2,000 people, I'm going to get at least some ideas and some feedback to not only get more information about what the product or service that I'm providing, I'm reaching out on that ad, but I also get a chance to reach more people than me doing it manually and sending it out to everybody in my social network. So you can do it that way. It's free. But if the system does it, technology, let's go back to technology. If the system does it, then it's a lot more without you having to do all that. So you can stay focused on your core thing that you want to do. It's time consuming to do it that way, manually, meaning that you will just basically take the ad that you have, and then you're going to share it with everybody in your social network. And you're going to list the people that's in your social network, or if you created a group, you can search share it in the group. But then these are customers of yours within your own group. You can create a group, and you can do it that way. Same thing with Twitter, same thing with LinkedIn and Instagram. You have to make a note of how you want to do it and do it right. So, but the way I look at it, if you think about it, social media ads doesn't cost a whole lot, but it gives you more opportunities to reach people that you normally wouldn't reach that you don't even know. Not including the ones that you already have in your network that liked you and that you submitted to basically be friends, but I'm talking about other people in your target market. And you set the demographics again. You're going to set that ad up how you want it. The number of people you want to reach, how often you want to run that ad, whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month. You can run the same ad over and over. Repeat business. Get new customers. Just like we do in anything else. But again, it's less expensive than you would traditional advertising where you're going to spend thousands of dollars. Now, I can get up there depending on how you run your campaign. But it's all about promoting. The P, promoting. How do we promote our business? If we promote well, we earn well. So you want to promote your business consistently. And you want to make sure that you're on top of the promotion part. Marketing, promotions, all of these key factors play a role. But you have to start focusing on it on a regular daily basis. You can't promote just one day and think that that's enough. No, there's more to it than that. You got to be on it like white on rice. You got to stay on top of it day in, day out, in season, out of season. Let me share something with you. When you look at the big box companies, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Sam's Club, Costco's, they promote every day. They spend millions of dollars, though, promoting. Why? Because they know that's the lifeblood of their business, to draw new traffic, to get people to come into their locations so that way they can sell them something. And then not only that, then when they get in the store, they're going to probably buy more than what they normally would have gotten. Marketing 101. You want to pique their interest. You want to gather up enough information to pique their interest so they can check you out. If you have a website, they can go in your web store. They can look at what you have to offer online. And if they like the price and if you do it right, and you give them some kind of incentive, say, for purchasing this, you get 10% off, 20% off, or whatever your percentage off is for buying today, you want to get them to buy now. And guess what? They go and make a purchase with you. Now you have a great new customer who has shared the experience, who got the experience from you. You showed them exactly what you had to offer. You gave them a deal for purchasing it with you. And guess what? Now they're giving you feedback, and you have a section in there where you can get them to give you feedback on that purchase. Think of the purchase order, or what do you think of the website when you made your purchase? Was it easy? Was it simple? Or was it difficult? So now you get a chance to assess exactly their buying, how that customer bought from you, and what they thought. So that way, if you need to tweak something, you can tweak it. If you need to make some adjustments, you can. That's why you need your feedback. You need to get real with the customers, get in active with them, and continue to share with them and thank them. Send them a thank you letter or a note via email or text. Again, technology, thanking them for their order, for their purchase. And then you have them in a database where you can send them, again, additional savings and updates whenever you run another promotion. So now you have that new customer with their information, and you send them a new update on what you have running, that you're running right now that new week. And now you can get them to come back and order some more things from you. And that's the cycle we have to continue to roll in. And when you're using the technology that we have today, ladies and gentlemen, it gives us an opportunity to collapse time frames. We don't have to do all ourselves. You just get one or two people who can submit and send the information over on via social media, via email marketing, via your search engines, via your website. Then now you have all of these platforms working for you 24/7, nonstop. It don't sleep. You got to go sleep, but they won't sleep. It's going to continue. So now you got something that's going to work with you nonstop. But you got to put it together, though. You got to come up with your game plan, your marketing plan, your promotional plan on how you want to execute. And then you begin to look at the results and how much of your results you're getting each week. How many sales did you generate? How many new customers did you generate? How much information did you set out per week, per day? What is your goal per day? How many do you want to reach per day? Is it 1,000 people, 2,000 people? Well, we can do that now. Remember before, back in the day, if you had a brick-and-mortar location, you got to look at the community. You got to place an ad in the paper. You got to create flyers, brochures, traditional marketing materials, and you got to hand them out. You put them on their cars. You do the old traditional way. But that's the slow way. And some people don't even care if you do that. They'll ball that stuff up and throw it in the garbage and say, forget it. But if you're piquing the right people's interest on what it is, knowing their behaviors, this is where data analytics come in at, and this is where AI technology come in at, then you can learn the patterns of what markets you're trying to reach, the people you're reaching within that market, so that way you can send them some information of what they're looking for. Because they're going to tell you what I want. I want this. If you don't have that, then I need it in that color. Then I need to go somewhere else and get it. This is where it's powerful, ladies and gentlemen, about technology today. We don't have to do the guesswork. We don't have to throw up and see what sticks. We don't have to say, well, let's try this, let's try that. No. We're very detailed and very specific as to how we execute, how we put it together, how we lay it out, so that way when we send it out, everybody understands exactly what we're here to do. And you're going to get feedback. And you're going to get hits. You're going to get people looking at it and checking you out. And so that's what I wanted to bring up, ladies and gentlemen. But here's again, opportunities are always abounding. And now that we notice that people are working more from home, which I'm loving that today, during this pandemic time, we're basically now doing more online, more on social media, more with our websites, and I'm getting a lot more orders on basically putting together a group of things that we need to be doing, helping other people, utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. The more we help get what they want, we automatically get what we want. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. I'm glad for you for this opportunity. And I just wanted to throw in this other tip, ladies and gentlemen. We have launched our new rideshare company here in Houston, Texas, as well as in Dallas, Texas, for VibeRides.com. If you want to check that website out, you can see for all our Houston residents and our Dallas residents, we have opportunities for you where you can generate some extra income, part-time or full-time, it's up to you, to drive for Vibe. And guess what? You can also own your own fleet of drivers. We'll show you how to do that. And we can basically, three ways of earning income with us at VibeRides.com. And so if you want to learn more about it, you can contact us, and you can send me an email at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. You can also go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. All our information is there about the opportunities. You want to go to Network tab on the website, and then you'll see the opportunities that we have available for those who want to generate some revenue and become an entrepreneur and utilizing this. We're a tech company. Technology is the key, ladies and gentlemen. If you look at everything that's going on today, technology is winning. It's soaring like never before. Why? Because, again, it collapses time frames and it puts a lot of the labor work into what we're sending out to our people so others can follow and do the thing. So now, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE, Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, well, a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be able to share with you today growing your business with technology and talent. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you use the technology that's available to us today, you will win. You will be able to grow your network. Make sure your website, though, whether it's an e-commerce site or an information site, or if you're doing a landing page website, just a one-pager. There are different types of sites that we have that we create today. But you want to make sure it's interactive. You want to capture every information of your visitor that visits your site so that way you can have something as you continue to grow. And it takes time, ladies and gentlemen, to build. But becoming a wise master builder, you want to make sure you're building strong on the foundation that's already been laid and you're using the right materials to build with and utilizing the right tools to build with. If you're using the right tools to build, ladies and gentlemen, it won't take you long to get there. But if you're using the wrong tool or if you're not using any tool and you're just trying to come up with your own way of doing it, it's going to take you longer. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for again for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Next week, we're going to talk more about it as we continue our growth series and our independence as entrepreneurs and what we need to be doing day by day to continue to expand and grow our network. And this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you all. Keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.